I was rehearsing at KHDT studio on Broom Street, Kazuko's studio.
Kazuko Hirabayashi.
Yes, yeah. And Robert Swinson were running it and living there. Oh, God, I used that studio for like 30 years. It was wonderful, even though it dripped, and whenever it rained, we had to put buckets on the floor. You know that studio.
I do know that studio.
But it had a wonderful wood floor, mm-hmm. and dressing rooms, and it's kind of like in the middle of the building. You don't hear traffic. You're just like in this little insular world. I was going through some pain, I think, of separation from Jean. I had come downtown. I wanted to, I don't know why, I just instinctively wanted to cut my hair off. I had had this long, waist-long black hair, you know, that I had used, like, either in Hamadryad, where Jean had long hair. Hamadryad was another solo that I learned from her to Debussy's music, I think 1948. And there's a lot of, like, sweeping your hair, flipping your hair back. The forest spirit, Hamadryad. And so as soon as I moved downtown, I cut off my hair. And I shaved my head bald completely.
It's a little extreme.
I guess so. Extreme measures. And I went into KHDT studio and I wanted to bind my legs together. I spent 3 months wrapping my legs together and saying, okay, now what can you make? Now what can you choreograph? And that's how I made Water Mysteries, the solo. So it has something to do with the fact that also in Asian culture, Chinese women, Japanese women, you know, you look at Tale of Genji, they have this super long hair because Asian women did not cut their hair. It was a sign of femininity. It was a sign of beauty. And I was questioning, what if I had no hair? Would I still be beautiful? Would I still be feminine? And then binding my legs together, would I still be a dancer if I cannot take a step? Would I still be able to move? How would I move? What am I? So that was my research. And it was miserable. It was really hard. I remember just like crying on the floor, you know, and just like my arms were not that strong, and I had to, you know, like heave myself up and twirl myself around, and not being able to walk or separate and leap or even walk. But this piece came out of it, and I think it's one of my best pieces. And it came out of that kind of, you know, a bit brutal, but it's like brutal beauty, finding that extreme sense of the inner beauty, the inner feminism, the Water Mysteries 2 was a duet that followed my solo. And I cast two Asian women with long, long black hair. They're in very simple white shifts, sleeveless. And they come out. Oh, and Water Mysteries, at the end of the swirling, I go dipping into a steel tub that I found at the corner hardware store, and I thought they were so beautiful. They're like washing tubs, you know, the metal, galvanized metal tub. And at the end of my solo, I swim up to it and I flip in and I shed the dress the binding dress. And this has to do with foot binding, too. Mm-hmm. I shed the dress and I'm in a undergarment of a kind of almost like an embryonic sac. So I'm reborn and I come out of the tub dripping wet. And then I'm walking on these glass bricks. So it's a transformation.